The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello again, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. Today, I'm here with Darcy Weir. He is an independent documentary filmmaker from Canada, trained as a video editor, writer, director, and producer. He has chosen to work on some of the most fascinating subjects that are discussed today, and he's going to be a presenter at the upcoming Laughlin UFO Mega Conference. Darcy, welcome. How are you doing?
Good, Chris. Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. I always enjoy our conversations. I'm looking forward to meeting you at the conference. And not only are you going to have an amazing presentation, but you're going to be showing, premiering three new documentary films. Isn't that right?
That's right. Yeah. So the first day I arrive is on the Saturday. And then Sunday, I'll be doing a presentation in the day, talking about secret space and my thoughts, my theories, which I'll be presenting later on in film form later in the week. But my secret space research, you know, it really has to do with history going back to the starting of the NASA space program. I'm really excited to sort of present on that and present on some of the things that I'm working on for the second part of this documentary, Secret Space UFOs Part 2, which will most likely come out way later this year, around Christmas or something like that. So presentation during the day. That night, I will be doing a world premiere of two other documentaries, Crop Circle Realities and Volcanic UFO Mysteries. I'll also be doing a Q&A after, so if people want to ask questions about the making of the film, the research that I found, you know, some of the folks that are included in the film, that type of thing, I'll be there. And then on Tuesday night, I will be unveiling to the world Secret Space UFOs Part 1, which is the first in a historical sort of chronology presenting space research, cover up, and UFOs in space.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait to see all that and hear your presentation. Now, I'd like to get your couple of thoughts on the secret space program in general. How deep do you think it goes based on, you know, people you've talked to, interviews you've done? You know, I'm sure you've done a lot of research into the area. How deep do you think we've gone into space? How do you think that we possibly have unknown bases on our moon and possibly Mars or beyond?
Well, I'll speak to the moon piece of that series of questions. The moon, I think, definitely has remnants of bases. Whether they're ours or someone else's, that's really the most interesting part of the answer. You know, people have speculated on this for a number of years because there's been indications by many of NASA's research programs and probes that they've sent out to space, pointing to the fact that something anomalous is on the moon. You know, Richard Hoagland's done some good work there. there's all kinds of folks that have lended to the mystery. I can't say that anything is 100%, but I think what we can absolutely prove is that NASA's explanations don't seem to add up. And, you know, even more interesting is that the military is very in bed with NASA. And really, NASA is supposed to look like this complete civilian organization. And there are many civilians that work for NASA. But it is, by all accounts, in my opinion, very attached to the Department of Defense. You know, if you think about any country's desire to have absolute military superiority on Earth, the first sort of area that you must dominate, the first space is outer space, because this is your theater in which you can conquer the planet. And I think there's really good evidence to prove that we've probably been doing some things in space that are secretive. And there have been things shown on NASA space cameras, NASA, you know, voyages with astronauts that have presented extremely anomalous and UFO events. And those UFO events have been covered up or explained away as nothing. But, you know, the world is changing right now as we speak. And I think what the Pentagon is releasing now will unfold and eventually will touch many different aspects of research agencies, and that would include NASA. And I don't think what's happening now will lead to NASA ever admitting that they've taken part in this cover-up, but it will rationalize why space should be a theater of operations to dominate by the military-industrial complex.
Now, I was just about to ask you, why do you think, you know, especially now that the Pentagon's coming out and agreeing, yes, that these things exist, we don't know what they are. We just had the 60 Minutes special the other day. We're supposed to have this information dumped in June. Why do you think now all of a sudden that they're starting to admit these things and show more of an interest? Do you think there may be something down the pipe that they know about, or maybe they're trying to roll out these secret space program toys that they already, you know, have in production? What do you think about that?
Well, I think, yeah, the Navy patent that was released recently that showed a, you know, triangular shaped craft, that is pretty much identifying what many people have called the TR-3B. Yeah. And is that a space capable aircraft? I don't know, but there have been many, many sightings of a delta shaped craft, a triangular shaped UFO floating in space around Earth. Many, many, many throughout history. And so I think that it would make sense that they're going to at one point maybe demonstrate that that's part of their arsenal to defend Earth from tic-tac UFOs, whatever they're trying to drum up in terms of that story. But I don't know. I don't know for sure what the end game is. I can only speculate, and anybody who says they do know is lying, because the only people that could know are the Pentagon and the Department of Defense. So I think it's rational to be skeptical about what their story is. There's going to be people that fall into many camps. There's going to be people that are paranoid that this is a power grab move to lock down things even more on the planet. Maybe there's people that will believe that they're trying to start a war with aliens or something like that. This has been a long running theme, you know, since Greer's 2001 Disclosure Project, Carol Rawson, you know, working for Wernher von Braun. These are all theories that have been out there for a long time. Then there's a huge camp of people that believe, you know, we might be entering the age of Aquarius and we'll be, you know, having mass contact and, you know, we'll be able to join our space brothers, walk right onto their craft and head off to another planet or some other star. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think there's, you know, maybe some more boring things that are going to happen as a result of this disclosure.
Unfortunately, that's usually the case. I don't see us walking on board with our star brothers anytime soon. But you're also going to be premiering your film Volcanic UFO Mysteries, which I find fascinating because I've seen plenty of very intriguing videos of UFOs hanging out or kind of buzzing near active volcanoes. Based on your research, would you say that this is a common occurrence that these UFOs will hang out near these active volcanoes?
Yeah, I think in the documentary will demonstrate that there's a long history of anomalous craft going in and out of active volcano areas. In and out, meaning sometimes going into the craters of these volcanoes and sometimes just being very close in presence to an active volcano. And, you know, what people might note is that any civilian aircraft, first of all, it's completely unrealistic that these could be operating in this aerospace because it's extremely dangerous. The ash, the you know, pyroclastic flows, everything about this environment is not safe for a civilian aircraft or commercial aircraft. And then that leaves, what are these objects? You know, so we speculate that in the documentary, and specifically we focus on many of the sightings that have happened around volcanoes that are active in Mexico.
It's going to be really cool. I can't wait to see those documentaries, hang out with you and see your presentation, and of course, hang out with everyone there. Now, if people are interested in finding out more about some of the documentaries you've done already and your previous work, what's the best way that they can do so?
Sure. They can just head over to my website. It's www.occultjourneys.com. And there you can click on the poster for the film. It'll take you right through to a site to stream and watch. And also you can watch the trailer and read about the film before you really jump in to the dive end, to the deep
awesome.
End.
Yes, that's going to be great. Well, I can't wait to meet you in Laughlin and hear all the wonderful presentations there and meet all of you. So I look forward to it. I hope to see as many of you as possible.
Thanks, Chris.
Hello again, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. Today, I want to welcome Dr. Melinda Greer. She is a board-certified pediatrician who has been practicing in the American heartland for over 20 years. She was a medical technologist prior to beginning medical school at the age of 33. She is also an experiencer who, over her life, became increasingly mystified by an array of strange occurrences. From an early age, she realized that these type of paranormal events did not seem to disrupt the life of most of her fellow humans, a revelation that often made her question her sanity as well as questioning the very nature of reality. Melinda, welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us. This is going to be an awesome conference, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your presentation. I'd love for you to give us a little description of what you're going to be presenting in Laughlin.
Well, from a very early age, I've had some pretty unusual experiences. I didn't know at the time that most other people didn't experience these things until I started telling others of them. My mom was a little bit appalled. My friends were, they just thought I had a good imagination or something. So I learned not to talk about a lot of these things. But from a very early age, I had everything from what may have been a near-death experience at around the age of 4 to 5, or at least in what people call a near-death-like experience, where I went to an altered dimension and experiences things that I was not able to experience on the physical plane. And I think that kind of started the whole journey for me, because after that, I did not accept my circumstances. I did not accept the religion I'd been born into. I did not accept what people told me as being necessarily true. It might be true for them, but wasn't necessarily true for me. So it kind of began this lifelong quest. And it's been kind of like a series of rabbit holes since then, because I've had so many different paranormal experiences from, oh gosh, UFOs, obviously, being at a UFO conference, but also I've seen Bigfoot on 3 occasions. I have, after a second near-death experience when I was, 55? Well, no, it was 2013, whatever I was then. I started seeing ghosts at the hospital where I worked, and that was kind of new to me. I've had out-of-body experiences. I've had an experience where there was a physical phenomenon that involved geography that I can't quite explain. It's a long story. And then following that, it was like I was hearing commentary. I mean, it wasn't commentary that was audible necessarily, but there was definitely something scrutinizing me. It felt very much non-human. And it had commentary on what I had just done and how I had perceived it and how I had reacted to it. So I was more weirded out by the commentary than I was about the actual phenomena itself. So, you know, just strange occurrences. I've had missing time. I've had, you know, I can't say that I've ever been abducted by alien beings, but, you know, when you have missing time, you just don't know what happened. You haven't a clue. But, you know, I've had a lot of unusual occurrences. They've all been challenging. They've all taught me not to be fearful of things just because it's unknown. I mean, I've gotten over so many fears, and so it's been challenging, but it's also been a learning experience. And like I said, it's been ongoing, and it still is ongoing. So I still have strange things that I can't explain. And so I'm looking for answers. And that's a part of this conference. It's a lot of people sinking. A lot of fellow experiencers are going to be there. And I hope somehow we can come up with a methodology of maybe gaining some answers just from each other, from nowhere else, from mainstream science hasn't helped us out a bit. So I think there's a lot of people looking for answers.
Definitely so. And like you said, this is going to be a great place for that, because it brings, you know, not only paranormal experiencers and UFOs, but all types of different strange phenomenon that you can't explain. You know, like you said, Bigfoot, all these things that I think are a lot more connected than many people realize. I've had many contactees and experiencers on my show that have had multiple, not only paranormal experiences, but contact or abduction or UFO experiences at the same time, you know, during these times in their lives. It seems that there's a profound connection between these. Is that something that you would agree with, that there's a really big connection with the paranormal and UFOlogy and even Bigfoot, some of these, you know, stranger occurrences?
I tend to agree, because it's all about, it's also unreal at times, but it's also like one Bigfoot occasion when the Bigfoot ran across the road in front of me and basically just went into the forest and was gone. And he should have been visible. He was huge. He was very tall. He should have still been visible. There were no leaves on the trees. And it was just like he got behind a tree trunk and was suddenly gone. It was like, I can't explain it. I can't fathom that he could have hidden behind that narrow, skinny tree trunk. But somehow, because it temporarily blocked my view, I mean, I have no explanation. So much of it is inexplicable. It's just, it's bizarre. I mean, you can't, if you're rational and you're logical and you're a scientist, it's unfathomable, some of it. And that's why it's so disturbing, because for a long time you think you're crazy. And, you know, you finally decide, no, there's enough people out there that have similar experiences that aren't crazy. And, you know, I'm a functional human being in society, so I don't think I'm crazy. But for a long time, you're kind of in that spot. So,
Lately it seems like it's, you know, becoming more mainstream and acceptable, especially because of our own government, Pentagon, the mainstream media talking about UFOs lately, saying, yeah, they exist. They're real. Do you think that that's gotten more people to be a little bit more accepting of the subject?
I think so. When you have credible scientists and credible experts, in the field, and then like astronomers and, there's been a lot of, even physicists, you know, quantum physics has kind of opened up a lot of options there as to multidimensional aspects of being and things like that. And so, you know, like I said, I question the very nature of reality at this point, because even though we utilize what we see as a consensual reality, you know, you and I agree that, you know, this is that, and, you know, we agree what a table is, we agree what red is, that sort of thing. But, you know, it makes you question that very aspect of your own being as to, you know, if you were able to perceive differently, would you truly see a different reality? And I suspect we could. Cats see a different reality than what we see. Dogs see a different reality than what we see. So why should we assume that our reality is the best or the only? It's not. So
now, with your experiences, would you say the majority of them have been positive experiences or a mix of both? Would you say?
A lot of it's, you know, the retrospectoscope, the hindsight, it's very positive. But at the time, when you're struggling to be, you know, a preteen and then a teen, and you're going through all this stuff that the other kids aren't having to go through, it can be pretty daunting. And to try to navigate all that, you know, as a young adult and then an adult, and, you know, keep going in the mundane and the real world, quote unquote, you know, it's daunting. So I would say at the time it was, I mean, when you wake up from experience of missing time and you have no idea what just happened, and you still have to drive home and you don't quite know where you're at, then it's a very scary experience. I mean, I can look back on it now and laugh, but at the time it was disturbing. It was very disturbing. So I think retrospectively, it's made me a very different person than I otherwise would have been. I see deeper into topics than I would have probably if I hadn't had these experiences. And so it makes me think, and it opens up a lot of avenues of thought that I probably wouldn't have had if I hadn't had these experiences.
Now, do you find it strange at all that they are coming out with all this type of disclosure, kind of slow drip disclosure right now? You know, it kind of really started in 2017 after that big New York Times article, but really in 2020, it amped up, you know, along with the pandemic, we got this UFO mania. So I find it a little strange. I don't always, you know, I really don't trust the information coming out of our own government, but that's just me. I'd like to get your thoughts. What do you think? Why do you think now all of a sudden is the big push for UFO disclosure?
I suspect, as with everything else, there's not much choice, that it's either going to happen and it's going to be controlled through them, or the narrative is going to be controlled through another avenue. That's my suspicion, but I have no idea. Like everything else, I'm clueless.
But that's a good suspicion, because I think I might agree with that.
Yeah, you just have to speculate and see where it pans out.
So. Definitely. Well, we sure do live in interesting times, and it's going to be awesome to meet you at the conference and hear your presentation. Now, between now and then, for people that would like to find out more about you and your experiences, is there any social media website or anything that people can go to?
I'm a total introvert. I just
total
don't
introvert. So you'll be hanging it all out at the conference. That'll be great.
Yeah, I've written a chapter for an upcoming book, in a, the book is called A Greater Reality, The New Paradigm of Consciousness and the Paranormal and the Contact Modalities. And the name of my chapter is The Experiencer's Closet, because that's what I'm doing, is I'm coming out of a big closet. A lot of my colleagues don't know about any of this, just friend, family, my poor husband, you know, so it's a,
well, that's great, because we do need more people like you to come out and share your experiences. Cause me personally, I think that is the best way to learn about this phenomenon right now, because the science has let us down. Like you said, a lot of the more woo woo researchers who just want to, you know, they say they can communicate with them at any time, and this is the direct answer. I don't think that's the right way either. I think we need to meet somewhere in between, bring, you know, the nuts and bolts researchers and the consciousness researchers together, like we're doing at this conference. And maybe we could learn, you know, a lot more. So I'm really looking forward to hearing your stories and presentation there.
I'm looking forward to being there. I think it'll be fun meeting everyone.
Well, definitely. Well, thank you so much, Melinda, for coming on, and we will see you in Laughlin, and we'll see all of you. This year's Laughlin UFO Mega Conference is going to feature over 36 scientists, researchers, and contactees. They're going to be presenting incredible disclosures over 7 days. You can now register for the full week, for half a week, or even by the day or session. And not only is there going to be over 36 amazing presentations, you're going to get a Skywatch, meet and greets, and exclusive film screenings. And there's always going to be only one presentation at a time, so you don't have to miss anything. And did I mention that there's no longer any mask mandates in Nevada? So you can now enjoy this amazing 7-day conference mask-free. Just go to their website, LaughlinUFOMegaConference.com, and register now. Last year's conference was absolutely amazing. This year's is going to be even better. So join us for an incredible 7 days of education and disclosure at the Laughlin UFO Mega Conference.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.